At the beginning of a frightening week, blessings to each of you that you may live in safety and in faith. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." About 10 years ago now, it was to be the first Sunday that I showed up for what was to be a relatively short mission at St. Paul's Church. It turned out to be a long time. Sitting on the front pew, the pew sort of over there in that much smaller church, was what appeared to be a rusty toolbox. I was told that the assistant to the bishop who had filled in the previous Sunday had left his prop for the children's sermon on that pew. If I looked under the cushion, I would find the rod that belonged to his tackle box. This season of Epiphany began pointing to a star guided by foreigners in search of faith and promise to a place where Jesus would be born. But beyond the star, it was a time for us to pick up the light that is Jesus and to declare the power of that light in the face of a world infected by greed and injustice and fear, to say nothing of doubt. An Old Testament prophet who, among his words of warning and hope, announces, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." 6 centuries before Jesus, it was his way of announcing a time of renewal and a new beginning. The specifics of his vision of hope depended on coming kings who had the power in their hands, who would bring dramatic change in the kingdom of Judah toward faithfulness and justice. The problem with Isaiah's prophecy was the brevity of its effectiveness. In the short term, it was light that shone faithful kings, as opposed to the recent string of faithless kings. But the effective change, the good news, would prove to be short-lived. It is centuries later when Jesus comes to Galilee after the baptizer had died at the hands of another faithless king named Herod. Do you follow? Again and again, the Judeans, human rulers, proved worse than unreliable. Certainly, the available possibilities were as bad as anything they had known before. And then Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Now that surely is not that guy that they know about. And Jesus would be no earthly king a teacher, perhaps a prophet, but no earthly king. He sounds a lot like a prophet quoting one, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light." And then, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." In his presence, in his actions, in his life, Jesus will be the kingdom of heaven. Without powers that we usually attribute to kings, but with the challenges and promises of God in his hand, the time that he walked the Galilee and Judea, Jesus would be the very presence of his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. Touching humanity with a vision of healing, of eternity. Calling humanity to the justice of God, to live out the love that is God's own love, to shine the light that Isaiah first gave voice to. Jesus would begin preaching out to those who would join him along the journey. And that's the stories that we call the New Testament. And that reminds me of that fishing tackle box when he called the disciples and said, "I will make you fishers of people." There were hooks in that box. Surely Jesus had no thoughts that way. These guys were commercial fishermen who gathered up in nets. And that's what Jesus calls us to. To be gathered and to gather. You see, I understood that the fishermen didn't catch fish. Rather, they simply gathered them. And Jesus says, "I will make you to gather people." Our task is to let the light of Jesus, the love of Jesus, and finally, the eternal promise shine in a world of doubt and excess and of fear to gather us in by God's light, by God's promise, and finally, by the gift of that Son, who in some ways we call King Jesus. But he no more reminds us of an earthly king than that toolbox reminds us of those fishermen. For Jesus calls us in love, in faith, and in promise that it cannot fail. This week, may God bless you. And if you're like me and not looking forward to it, say a prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.